The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings and salutations once again. This is part two of a two-part episode featuring the pros of the San Gervasio Pro-Am competition, which is be taking place over the course of this weekend. Because we had so much content being produced, we separated the women from the men. The women you'll have heard in part one, which, in case you haven't heard it already, you can go to the previous episode. But for now, we're going to introduce a part two, which will feature the pro men in this 2022 version of the San Gervasio Pro-Am. Enjoy. So, fresh off the water after practicing for the San Gervasio Pro-Am is the revelation from last year's competition, Nicholas Bernatti. How did it go out there?
Oh, yeah, the set was really nice. I just came back from Botas Pro-Am, which I did just tricks. So now back on the slalom ski.
Okay, so how much of a conversion is that from just doing tricks to now doing slalom?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different body work, but at the same time, it's always timing on the water. So I think it's going to be like enough skiing for me to be ready for this competition as well, no problem.
You're coming into this event a little bit injured, I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, I hurt my ribs in one of the rounds I had at Botas. I land on my ribs doing a flip, so it was was a lot of pain, and I still feel it. But I hope that it's going to be better for Saturday.
Last question, can lightning strike twice at the same place 1 year on?
Yeah, maybe better. Maybe I can win.
Excellent stuff. Optimism there from Nicholas Bernatti here at the San Gervasio Pro-Am.
Okay, ciao.
So, Benjamin Stadelbauer took a practice set just a few minutes ago. How do you rate the conditions and the setup here at San Gervasio?
Yeah, beautiful. Great set in Europe for sure, or anywhere in the world, to be honest with you. And just perfect. Nice weather. Looking great for the weekend.
Okay, so what passes were you running to try and get yourself up to speed with the site?
Up to 39 and trying to, you know, figure some stuff out. Just get comfortable, get some angle, and try to ski with space in the course.
Okay, from a score point of view, what would be your highest expectation here?
Running into 41, I think, is what it's going to take to make the top eight, and probably, you know, getting around that two or three ball at 41 is probably what it's going to take, so getting close to that would be nice.
Benjamin Stadelbauer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Aaron Davies, you practiced yesterday. You're going to practice a little bit today prior to the San Gervasio Pro-Am starting on Saturday for the pros. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Tone. Got here yesterday morning, had a set yesterday. Felt okay. You know, just got some things to change up. You know, I've been back in England for the past week or so. You know, skiing down at Oxford, Wakeboarding Ski Club with Steve Glanfield. Obviously a little cooler there, coming back to the warmer temperatures again. It's just a few things to adjust, but we'll get that done today, have a quick set, and then we'll go for it on Saturday.
Care to divulge the things that you need to adjust out there? Does it involve you physically on the ski, or does it involve the ski itself?
A little bit of both, honestly. You know, there's some binding placement adjustments to make maybe, but a lot of it is just his mindset and where I need to stand on the ski in the warmer waters, but it's only minor things, and hopefully things will come good on ready for my set today on Saturday.
What kind of score is the current NCWSA National Collegiate Men's Slalom Champion capable of producing out here?
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people know my goal. It's get through that 10.75, that 39 off pass. I haven't managed to do that yet this year, so it'd be a great time to do it at about now. That's the goal, run 39.
From Great Britain, Aaron Davies, best of luck to you.
Thank you, Tony.
Jakob Bogner from Sweden, just barely off the water having practiced. How does it feel out there for you?
It feels great out there. Warm water. A little bit unusual for me, but
probably work out for Saturday.
Okay, do you have to make any fin adjustments or do have make any wholesale changes to what you do physically on top of the ski, or make any changes to the ski to accommodate the deeper and slower water here at San Gervasio?
Not really. I'm trying not to change that much on my ski. Just keep what I like and hopefully it'll work out.
Now, you're someone who actually surprised a lot of people here last year and this year so far at the Swiss Pro Slalom. Are you prepared to make some magic happen and get towards the top of the rung?
Yeah, hopefully I'll put up a big score for Saturday first round, and hopefully we'll make it to the final on Sunday and we'll take it from there.
And we wish you the best of luck in doing so. Jakub Bogner.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Will Asher, who has been training here over at San Gervasio in preparation for this event, how's it gone so far for you?
Yeah, it's been a great week. The conditions have been perfect. It's been hot but comfortable, and we had a big week in Spain, and kind of just taking this week as a recovery. Got a few sets in, got comfortable with the site and the boats, and just having a good time in Italy.
A lot of people said that the weather here in San Gervasio is a lot hotter than it was in Spain just barely a week or so ago. If that is the case, what kind of things have you had to do between Spain and here to adjust?
I didn't make any adjustments to my equipment or anything like that. I run the same stuff. Doesn't matter if it's temperature or just when it's hot, it's just a different feeling on the body. Like everything feels a bit looser. So it's just trying to not overski, not wear the hands out. That's the kind of stuff that gets me. Like when it gets too hot, your hands get beat up, and once they're beat up, you're kind of in trouble.
All right, and what kind of score are you looking for out there? Typically something into 10.25 meters, I surmise.
Yeah, I mean, the hope is you go out there and everyone just runs what they can run. You know, it'd be great to go out there and run 10.25 and put big scores on the board. But you know, it's competition, so really all I care about is competing against the people that are around me, and you know, what they can do is hopefully, the goal is you can do a little bit more.
Currently among the top skiers in the Water Ski Pro Tour right now, it is Will Asher wishing you the best of luck going forward, sir.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, Avinoli just arrived here at San Gervasio and getting ready to practice. It's Corey Vaughan. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, doing good, Tony. Happy to be back here in Italy, and everything is looking beautiful and ready as usual.
You've been largely absent for the tournament season thus far. Would you care to tell the good folks the reason for your absence, this being your first major pro tournament of the season?
Yeah, well, biggest thing is I've got a one-year-old at home, so parent life has been taking a little bit more of my attention, but that's all been great, and he's doing well. And we've been getting ski school up and off the ground in Virginia. A lot of those tournaments were very early season for me, and there's still so much left this year. So I just kind of looked at my strategy and decided, let's build up and let's kind of start in the midpoint of the season here and take it strong through the finish.
So you're looking to surprise a few people by coming out of the gates in one of your first tournaments of the season, hard and strong?
Yeah, well, you know, it'll be, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but yeah, I hope so. You know, I've been absent, like you said, and if I can jump in here with a splash and put some good scores up, at least just ski the way that I know that I can, then I'll be happy, and we'll see where that leaves me.
All right, Corey Vaughan from Bumpus in Virginia, we wish you the very best of luck going forwards.
Thanks, Tony. Looking forward to the weekend with you.
Okay, speaking to Jonathan Travers, fresh off the water here at San Gervasio from a practice run. How did it work out for you out there?
Yeah, it feels good. Just trying to get dialed in with boats, different boats. I haven't skied behind a Malibu in a while, so it's just trying to feel out the wakes and just feel out the pool, but it's been good.
Anything else you're trying to dial down, your ski and any other aspect to your skiing that you need to change before you get out there on Saturday?
It's always fun playing around, learning, but yeah, it's just depth. It's really deep here compared to home, and the water temperature is a little bit different, but not too bad. So down to it, it's pretty much ready. I gotta do my job.
You speak of home. Kind of give people a little bit of a sense of the difference, the differences there are between skiing at your place in Lake County, Florida, and the various places you ski at across the tour in Europe.
Yeah, I don't even know really. an easy way to put it. It just, the boats feel a little bit different over here. Most places use a propane or a base and then they switch over to gas. So I never know if that is the difference or not. And then a lot of lakes over here are quite a bit deeper. That's the big thing I feel is 5 to 8 meters deep versus Florida where it's 2, maybe. You know, so it's that's the big difference there.
A fantastic water ski athlete and also an organizer of a pro event, the Travers Grand Prix, coming up in October. Give us a little bit of a preview on that, possibly.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's my first time doing men and women. It's gonna be a full pro tour event, so that's exciting. Got the shooting, go-karting, and skiing all on teams with amateurs. So go to jacktravers.com, click on the link, and sign up. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
And we wish you the best of luck right here in San Gervasio. Jonathan Travers.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, having just arrived here in San Gervasio and a podium placement skier from last season is Nick Parsons. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good, good. So happy memories from last season and wanting to replicate the same thing this time around, hey?
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's nice always to come to Europe and make a podium.
Indeed. From how much of this site, how much of the conditions and the setup and everything do you remember from last year, and how much of it are you going to actually apply into what you do out in practice getting ready for the event?
I've been here quite a few times, and the water is it's hot, so it has a very slow feel to it, and it's pretty clean, so it has a very slow vibe to it. So I remember mostly how I ski, so I'm just going to go out and ski.
And you're riding on your own brand of skis, so you're obviously keen to make an impression there for the good folks on the fence about buying a new slalom ski. But are there any changes that you're going to make to your ski in order for it to run more conducively in warm water as opposed to the cold water you typically get in Utah?
Well, that's the reason I'm going to practice, but typically, from what I remember here, is I would move my fin back a little bit or a little less length or something, because it's just hot water and it grabs early in the turn, so it's kind of hard to get a little wide. But yeah, that's about it.
Try and make it ski a little bit long, in other words, huh?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
All right, then. We wish you the best of luck. Nick Parsons out of Utah in the United States.
Thank you, Tony.
And that brings to a conclusion this second part of a two-part episode from San Gervasio. We thank all of the skiers for having been interviewed for this episode, and I certainly wish them the very best of luck going forward in this, the 2022 San Gervasio Pro-Am. But until next time, until the next episode, which will feature post-event interviews from the major players, the major skiers in this event, I'm going to say ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.